at the Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm visiting with Carrie Mess, and we know you, Carrie, on Twitter as at Dairy Carrie. So let's just find out a little bit more about you first. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and what you do.
Well, I live just between Madison and Milwaukee in Wisconsin, of course, mm-hmm. Dairy Central. I grew up in Madison, not a farm girl, married the son of a dairyman, fell in love with the farm, and now I'm totally 100% into agriculture, both the dairy side, and I do the advertising and marketing for our local New Holland dealership. We are working on growing our own herd of dairy cattle, hope to be milking our own cows in the next year.
Wonderful. Well, you mentioned New Holland. I'll have to get a plug in here since New Holland's Boomer 555 contest is my sponsor to be here, and as I understand it, your dealership has enabled you to be here, and that's wonderful, and we're glad to hear that. Let's talk about, first of all, what kind of brought AgChat, the foundation, this conference to your attention?
Well, I remember last year. I got into Twitter for some different things that I was doing and kind of wanted to check it out. And very quickly found the farmers. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works. You go anywhere, you find the farmers. online, in real life, it works out that way. I went on Twitter, decided, let's check this out. Got into AgChat. Remembered last year when the first conference was people talking about it, and it sounded pretty cool. This year they started talking about it, and I'm like, you know, man, that sounds like something I want to do. It ties in with my position, the dealership, and hopefully they'll sponsor me. I went ahead and put in my application. They said, you know, wait a couple weeks. I got an email saying I was accepted. It was a great day. And the boys from the dealership said, sure, we'll sponsor you to go. So cool. That was fantastic.
Well, what do you think about the farmers becoming social online, using these social networking tools?
Honestly, I think that if you are serious about being in agriculture, you need to consider this as part of your job. Now, whether that is through social media or working with your local farm bureaus and schools, it's just as important to reach out to the consumers as it is to feed and milk your cows. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it. This is the future. We all need to get on it and work towards promoting our industry mm-hmm. and answering questions, because there's a lot of questions out there.
Yeah. Well, in your experience to date, how has this worked for you, or what has it meant to you personally to become involved, and especially now, you know, getting out and meeting some of these people we just know as a Twitter ID?
I think that way back when I was in high school, I got into FFA thinking this will be neat. I was one of two active members, and I remember doing a speech on building bridges and between country and city, and this is that speech in real life. This mm-hmm. is getting the tools, the bricks, the mortar to do that, and meeting all the people that I've chatted with is a great time. We've had a lot of fun. It's not all work down here.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope to take away from here and bring back home?
I hope lots of little tips and tricks, but really what I'm wanting this to do, and it has already, is to spark the fire in me to get out there, do it, work harder, and make this a more of a conscious effort of what I do every day.
Wonderful. Well, it is so nice to meet you here and talk with you. We've got kind of a long ways to go, although we're at least about halfway through everything at this point. That's Carrie Mess. She is one of the attendees here at the AgChat Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.